Dear students, I hope you had an enriching learning experience in the module 1 of Perimeter and Areas chapter. In this module, we will have a quick recap of the topics we discussed in module 1, then cover the details with respect to the perimeter and area in case of a circle, and finally take up the areas of rectangular parts. To quickly brush up, in module 1, we saw how to calculate the perimeter and area in case of a square, a rectangle, parallelogram, and a triangle. Number 1, perimeter of square will be 4 multiplied by the length of the side. Number 2, perimeter of a rectangle is nothing but 2 into length plus breadth. Number 3, area of square will be a product of its two sides. Number 4, by multiplying length and breadth, we get the area of a rectangle. Number 5, multiplying base and height, we get the area of a parallelogram. Finally, area of a triangle is nothing but half into base into height. I hope we are all on the same level of understanding and are ready to jump deeper. Let us now start with circles and first see what we typically mean by a circle. A circle is a closed curve consisting of all points in a plane which are at equidistant from a fixed point inside it. What is a term that we typically use to refer the distance around a circle? It is called the circumference of the circle. A runner can easily identify the distance he has covered once he completes a round in a running track by just knowing the circumference of the track. We have an activity mentioned in the slide number 5 in which I would require you all to draw 5 circles of different radii mentioned in the table and first identify the circumference of the respective circles and subsequently identify the ratio of the circumference to its diameter. You all would have been surprised to see that the ratio of the circumference and the diameter in all 5 cases comes to be 22/7 or 3.14. This is always a constant and we denote this by pi. We all know that the diameter is twice the radius and hence the ratio of the circumference and diameter is c/2r, which is equal to pi. Therefore, the circumference of the circle is 2 pi r, that is equal to pi d. I want you to justify a fact that a circle has the shortest perimeter of all closed figures with the same area. Can you all try to think through this? Let us now take an example. Find the distance covered by a wheel of diameter 70 cm in one revolution. Given diameter of the wheel is 70 cm. Distance covered by the wheel in one revolution is nothing but the circumference of the wheel, that is pi d, which is equal to 22/7 into 70, that is 220 cm. Therefore, we get the distance covered by the wheel in one revolution is 220 cm. Let us now try to do another activity. I want you all to draw a circle of radius r. Now, fold the circle into 64 folds and cut along the folds. Arrange the pieces as shown in the figure in slide number 8. Figure 2 looks like a rectangular region with length equal to half of the circumference and breadth equal to radius of the circle. This helps us to infer that the area of a circle is nothing but area of a rectangle, which we all know is length multiplied by breadth. This gives us half of circumference into r is equal to 1 by 2 into 2 pi r into r. That is, area of a circle is equal to pi r square. Let us take an example. Find the area of the circle of radius 7 cm. It is given that radius of a circle is equal to 7 cm. We just saw that area of a circle is pi r square. Hence, we get area of the circle to be 22 by 7 into 7 into 7. That is equal to 154 centimeter square. I hope you all are clear on what we mean by circumference and area of circle and how to calculate the same. We will now shift to areas of rectangular path. Slide number 10 will have some examples of rectangular paths to which you can easily relate. Number 1. A rectangular grassy land is surrounded by a path. Example number 2. A veranda constructed all around outside the room. Number 3. Area of margin in a painting. In the first type of rectangular path, depending on whether the path runs outside or inside the given rectangle, there will be two rules applied. Rule number 1, when the path runs outside, twice the width of the pathway should be added to length and breadth of the inner rectangle. Rule number 2, when the path runs inside, twice the width of the path should be subtracted from the length and breadth of the outer rectangle. The other type of path is central paths. When the paths run in the center of the given rectangle, the area of the middle small square should be subtracted from the sum of the areas of two paths. Let us now take an example. A grassy plot is 70 meter into 45 meter in area. Two cross paths, each 5 meter wide, are constructed at right angles through the center of the field such that each path is parallel to the sides of a rectangle. Find the total area of the path. You all can refer to slide number 13 for the figure. Area of the crossroads is the area of the shaded portion. That is, area of the rectangle PQRS and the area of rectangle EFGH. But while doing this, the area of square KLMN is taken twice, which is to be subtracted. Now, PQ is equal to 5 meter and PS is equal to 45 meter. EH is equal to 5 meter and EF is equal to 7 meter. KL is equal to 5 meter and KN is equal to 5 meter. Area of the path is equal to area of the rectangle PQRS plus area of rectangle EFGH minus area of square KLMN. That is PS into PQ plus EF into EH minus KL into KN. That is 45 into 5 plus 70 into 5 minus 5 into 5 meter square, which is equal to 225 plus 350 minus 25 meter square, which is nothing but 550 meter square. In the second example, in slide number 14, you all are required to find the area of the shaded portion given angle A is 90 degree. ABCD is a rectangle. Area of the rectangle ABCD is nothing but length into breadth, that is equal to 180 centimeter square. Area of triangle FAE is nothing but half into base into height, which is equal to half into 6 into 10, that is equal to 30 centimeter square. Coming to triangle EBC, area of triangle EBC is nothing but half into 10 into 8, which is equal to 40 centimeter square. Therefore, area of the shaded region is 180 minus 70, which is equal to 110 centimeter square. Having covered these concepts in detail, you all are required to answer 5 multiple choice questions. I hope you all are pretty thorough with the topics which had covered in both the modules of perimeter and area chapter, and I would request you all to practice more by referring to the handouts and worksheets. Happy learning. Thank you.